let us start understanding by our own currency first of all. Yes, yes, I know all of you know what your Indian currency is, but let's recapitulate so that we can compare and see the weakness and strength as far as our currency is concerned. Our Indian currency is called Indian rupee INR, and the coins are called as paisas. 1 rupee consists of 100 paisa and the symbol is R. Previously it was RS full stop. Now it is a Hindi version Ra with a line at the top. In India, the payment system, which includes credit cards and electronic cash, still revolves mainly around currency and coins only, especially as far as retail transactions are concerned. You go to a retail shop, he will always talk getting money, even if it is getting it through a debit card or credit card system, but he will put the costing as per the Indian rupees or coins to give value to the product. That means any product that you go to purchase in the market today, the value is again determined by the value of the Indian rupee, whether notes or coins. Though money acceptance is by means of a virtual debit card or credit card. Indian rupee is the only legal tender in India. We don't use any other form of legal tender at all. And this is also accepted as a legal tender in our neighbor country like Nepal, Bhutan. And both of them have pegged their currency to that of the Indian rupees. Their currency is equal to our Indian rupee. If you go from here to Nepal or Bhutan, you take your Indian currency, you need not take Nepal currency, you need not take Bhutanese currency. Though locally they would be using, but they will accept your Indian currency. So our currency is directly related to their currencies. And slowly, as of coming a recent situation which has come up, we are now projecting our currency in the international market as a form of exchange for all foreign trade transactions. As far as coins are concerned, Government of India has the only right to mint the coins and 1 rupee notes. The responsibility of coinage comes from under the Coinage Act of 1906, which is amended from time to time. Now, what is it? It is the different forms of metal, the weight of the metal, the size, the shape of the coin. These are all determined by the Coinage Act of 1906. And the determination is by the Government of India, of course, backed and supported by the Reserve Bank of India. The designing and minting of coins in various denominations is also the responsibility of the Government of India. And coins are minted at 5 Indian government mints. One you have at Mumbai, you have at Alipur in Calcutta, Saifabad, Hyderabad, Cherlapalli again in Hyderabad, and Noida in UP. These are the Indian government mints where coins are minted. Excuse me. The coins are issued for circulation only through the Reserve Bank of India in terms of the RBI Act, Reserve Bank of India Act. When you look at the notes, as of April 2019, current circulation, bank notes are again 5 rupee, 10 rupee, 20 rupees, 50 rupees, 100 rupees. And now you have, subsequently, we have also got 200 notes and 500 notes and 1000 notes, etc., which have come up. On 8 November 2016, Government of India announced that demonetization, it was a havoc at that time. 500 rupee notes and 1,000 rupee notes, they overnight became invalid totally for usage by anybody. A new redesigned notes, 500 bank notes, have come into existence. In addition to a new denomination of 2,000 rupee notes have come up now. They are in circulation since 10th November 2016. And 1,000 rupee bank notes have been totally suspended. You will not find movement anywhere. On 25th August 2017, a new denomination of 200 rupee notes have come into existence. They have been added into the Indian currency to fill the gap of notes due to high demand of the other variety of the notes after demonetization. In July 2018, Reserve Bank of India released the new version of 100 rupee bank notes which you see in circulation today. Let us go to digital currency and virtual currency and try to understand the difference. What is the meaning and what is the difference between the two? A virtual currency is a digital representation of value not issued by a central bank or credit institution or electronic money institution. Virtual currency is not at all connected with value. In some circumstances, it can be used as an alternative to money. But overall, virtual currency is an unregulated form of digital money, which is issued and controlled by certain developers. They are all private developers, not government, not sovereign governments. And it is accepted only among members of a specific virtual community. You look at cryptocurrencies, bitcoins being moved. No government is backing them. It is being moved privately during special groups of people only. Of course, virtual currencies pose challenges for all central banks, financial regulators, departments of ministries of finance. So much so that most of the governments today are thinking in terms of a situation where they should accept this as a part of the currency or they should not accept because it is posing a danger to their currency or their finance. According to the Bank of International Settlement, now, what is a Bank of International Settlement? Any foreign exchange transaction that takes place goes via Bank of International Settlement where different currencies are exchanged through that bank. Now, according to the Bank for International Settlements, digital currency is an asset represented in digital form and having some monetary characteristics. Some monetary, mind you. It can be denominated to a sovereign currency and issued by the issuer responsible to redeem digital money for cash. Nowadays, this kind of digital money you find being used quite a lot everywhere. Digital currency denomination in its own units of value or with decentralized or automatic issuance will be considered as a virtual currency. Now, a digital currency is a cross between the hard money and virtual currency. It's a cross between the two. And that is why it is different from virtual currency, known only as a digital currency. because it is connected to the fiat money or gold standard money. Bitcoin is a digital currency, but also a type of virtual currency. Why Bitcoin is not connected to fiat currency, any bank, central bank notes or value? It does not have a value backed by a government. And that is why it is a virtual currency. And these kinds of virtual currencies are all called cryptocurrencies. They do not have any form, whether in the form of notes or coins. No, there are no forms. Exchanges are being done only through the electronic media, digital form, cryptic form movement in dots and dashes. Most of the traditional money supply is bank money held on computers. Nowadays, everywhere, every bank you go, it's all being computer managed. Our increasingly cashless society means that all currencies are becoming digital now, step by step. But they are not presented to us as such. Yes, money movement is computerized. Even your mobile phone is being used for movement of money. But they are not cryptic. They are not cryptocurrencies. They are backed by hard money, fiat money, notes and coins backed by the sovereign governments. Currency can be exchanged electronically using debit cards and credit cards or electronic funds transfer at the point of sale. Yes, we are using it day by day, every day. You use a debit card, you use a credit card, you use your mobile m-banking or even computer m-banking. These are all electronic money systems which are all contactless payment method. Transfers, in order to facilitate easy payment and give the payee more confidence in not letting go of their electronic wallet during the transaction. It is facilitated by the government, and government is giving backing of their fiat money to this kind of digital money transaction. When we have spoken about cryptocurrencies, let us understand what is cryptocurrency. There is no fixed definition, but let us go into the expanded definition of a cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency is a digital asset designed to work as a medium of exchange. Here, at this point, it has got a system of our normal currency. Yes. It uses decentralized control. Here the difference occurs. Decentralized. That means it is not centralized by any sovereign government. It uses decentralized control as opposed to a centralized digital currency and central banking system. Decentralized and centralized. A centralized currency is always controlled by a central bank of a sovereign nation. When you look at the word decentralized, that means it is decentralized. No government is protecting it or recognizing it. How does it move? How does it work? It works through a blockchain, that is a distributed ledger technology. Blockchain is only a technology, but it's a very good technology which has come to be used. And this technology serves as a public financial transaction database. It is only a blockchain technology is known as a distributed ledger technology, which serves as a public financial transaction database. No coins, no notes. Okay. It is a type of digital currency that uses cryptography for security and anti-counterfeiting measures. Only cryptical messages are being sent and stored. Its value is not controlled by a central bank, but is determined by market supply and demand. That is, the cryptocurrency not being determined by the central bank, any sovereign government bank, but market supply and demand. That means it's all movement in private hands. Bitcoin is being used as a type of cryptocurrencies. As of today, I understand that there are more than 180 different types of cryptocurrencies which have come to in existence, being moved privately, not backed by government. Decentralized application. Cryptocurrencies are a form of decentralized application. Let's try to understand the significance over here. In centralized banking and economic system, governments control the supply of currency by printing of fiat money. When we talk of centralized money, that is money fiat by the government, or currency or notes printed by the government, backed by the government, is a centralized money in the centralized banking system. Cryptocurrency, on the other hand, is produced by a decentralized system, non-government controlled banking system. That means by private parties only. Excuse me. A community of miners maintain the safety, integrity, and balance of ledgers in this particular system. They are known as a group of miners. That is electronic miners, not normal mining that you understand. And they use only their computers to help validate and timestamp any transactions, adding them to the ledger, distributed ledger under the blockchain technology. They can be difficult for seizure by law enforcement agencies due to the leveraging of cryptographic technologies. The technology which has been built into this is so cryptically controlled and safeguarded that no country's law enforcement agencies can hack them. Governments cannot produce these units and have not provided banking for the same. No government is backing it as of today. But governments are thinking how they can put a stop, they can put a control over this system of cryptographic money. We spoke about blockchain technology. What is blockchain technology? Let us understand that also. A blockchain is a continuously growing list of records called blocks, which are linked and secured using cryptography. One block, two block, three blocks. The linkage is only a cryptographic link. No physical link. So, by virtue of this system, the technology is also virtual. And each block contains a hash pointer. as a link to the previous block, a timestamp, and transaction data. Each block will be connected with each other, but one block will create another block, and whatever transaction takes place in the second block will automatically go to the first block. It is an open distributed ledger that can record transactions between two parties efficiently and in a verifiable and permanent way. A block cannot be altered retroactively. Once it's created, it cannot be altered without the alteration of all subsequent blocks. That means from one block, if you get 10 blocks coming over there, any alteration, any one of these blocks will entail alteration in all the other blocks. That is how this blockchain decentralized network works. The value of each cryptocurrency coins is provided by a blockchain. Mind you, each of these cryptocurrencies have got a different value determined by the market conditions of cryptocurrencies only, not fiat currency. Fiat currency is not exchangeable with cryptocurrencies at all. And the validity of the cryptocurrency is provided by the blockchain. There is a time stamping. Cryptocurrencies are using time stamping schemes to prove the validity of transactions added to the blockchain ledger without the need of a trusted third party. There is no outside interference. There is no third party interference between two separate blocks. It is only the time stamping method. The first time stamping scheme invented was the proof of work system that runs difficult hashing algorithms to validate electronic transactions. There is algorithm hashing method. The proof of stake is a method of securing a network and achieving distributed consensus through requesting users to show ownership of a certain amount of currency. That is why you see, if anybody wants to private party selling cryptocurrency to another private party, it has got to show some fiat currency transaction to that private party for exchange of this cryptocurrency. And some cryptocurrencies are use combined proof of work or proof of stake schemes. That means between the two different types of cryptocurrencies, there is always proof of work between the two or proof of stakes between the two. What is the stake of one cryptocurrency with another cryptocurrency? That interchangeability is always there. When we talk of mining, what is a mining? Cryptocurrency is through mines, okay? What is this mining? Mining is a validation of transactions in cryptocurrency network. Miners obtain new cryptocurrency as a reward. It is only through their computers going into a virtual form, they mine certain hashes through the blockchain technology. More people have ventured into the world of virtual currency, so generating hashes for this validation has become far more complex. Hashes can always differ, and it has become so very complex that unless and until the one hasher does not give permission to another hasher. They cannot interchange between them. And the value of currency obtained for finding a hash does not justify the amount spent in setting up this machine. This machine is so huge and it takes such huge power, electrical power, converted into electronic hash, that the money being spent for mining is not sufficient for ordinary fiat money of 1 rupee or 2 rupee or 10 rupee or 100 rupee, 1,000 rupees notes, etc. No, it's a very high expenditure involved. And therefore, prices are contained because nearly all the country's energy comes from renewable sources. It has got to use the electrical energy, which are all renewable sources, and that is where the price variation is determined, value of the cryptocurrency is determined. Well, just like you have got wallets for your digital money, you also have wallets for cryptocurrencies also. A cryptocurrency wallet stores the public and private keys. Mind you, understand the word, it only stores the keys or addresses, IP addresses, which can be used to receive or spend the cryptocurrency. There are no hard values. You only get a key in the forms of hashes to enable that transaction. What are the major features? Anonymity. First of all, anonymity. It is tied to a specific key which only you will know when you take it. Fungibility. Most tokens are interchangeable. Transactions are used outside existing banking system. That means banking system is not allowed to be entered into a transaction of cryptocurrency. It is all privately held transaction. And by the same yardstick, transaction fees also differ by the computational complexity. It depends on how much the miner has spent to develop a new hash. Atomic swaps are mechanisms to exchange directly. It's only swapping of the hashes, which are known as atomic swaps. The atomic energy of the electrical currency or electronic mode is the atomic swap system, hash to hash. Yes, cryptocurrencies also have ATMs. This is not your standard ATM which you see. An ATM kiosk has scanners to read identifications to confirm users' ID. Yes, your ATM also has got these scanners to confirm the identity by putting, when you put your card onto the machine, that proves your identity. So here they have got scanners directly. They don't have a physical card at all. When initially you go to purchase cryptocurrency, you have got to give an initial coin offering. And initial coin offering is a means of raising funds for a new venture. Party, private party, or group of parties who have generated a cryptocurrency will transfer it to somebody else by transferring the private key and take an initial coin initial offering from that party to create another venture. Once he has created, he'll give it to a party and then take some money from that party to create another hash. ICOs may be used by startups with the intention of avoiding regulation. Today, those entities who want to avoid the regulation of the sovereign government, they are going into this as new startups coming up. Securities regulators say if a coin or token is an investment contract, it is a security and is subject to securities regulation. Here comes the crux of the entire matter, where the sovereign governments are interfering with the cryptocurrencies. They say because you are offering a security, all your coinage, cryptocurrency usage is secure, and therefore our government's securities regulation comes into play. They come into the picture. They are frequently registered as non-profit foundations in Switzerland as a base. Most of them register themselves in Switzerland as their base in the form of non-profit foundations, because Switzerland does not control any currency. In 2018, they framed legal guidelines to remove uncertainties from cryptocurrency offerings and to establish sustainable business practice. The biggest factor is that unless and until they start maintaining or establishing a sustainable business practice, there will be no value creation within the cryptocurrencies at all. It will all again become useless. So they have got to create a sustainable business practice to add value to their currency. Thank you.